Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boogie Cousins, who tore his left ACL during a scrimmage today. He was balling. And it continues this guy's nightmare. The injury plague 2 years that he's been through. He came back from an Achilles. And then nobody wanted him, right? He finally cuts a deal with the Lakers and tore his quad in the playoffs. So, obviously, he's had that injury, and now he blows out his knee. He signed a one-year deal with the Lakers in the offseason. Is his career over? Do you believe that he'll ever amount to a hill of beans again with a torn Achilles and a torn ACL? Is it the same leg? I don't know if that's what, you know.
I'm not sure. I'll have to check.
So you wonder about these things now, right? Like these guys didn't, what happened with Durant? He had the calf, then the Achilles blew.
Right.
You know, a lot of these things, I'm just saying that, you know, the calf, the Achilles, up to the knee, it's all part of, you have no idea, but it's like all part of the structure and muscle that goes up your leg. It's crazy that you can have these injuries. It's just insane that it's happened to him. And I have to think that he's going to be really damaged goods moving forward.
Yeah, I think that that's the biggest thing.
He'll never get paid again either.
I'm not saying that he's never going to play in the NBA again. You know, I think that he will eventually play in the NBA
again. A lot of guys have come back from torn
but
both.
I don't know now if he'll ever get back to the explosive player that we saw before the 2018 injury. And in the playoffs this year, when he had that calf injury and you were saying he looks bad, I was kind of defending him saying he's still just a year off this. He hasn't had a lot of time. Wait till this offseason when he has time to really heal up and get ready. And I was expecting him to have a big year this year. And
he was balling.
He's just hurt again.
He was like street balling in the Bahamas with a bunch of guys like 2 weeks ago. Now he's in L.A. He blows out his knee. He's been balling. He's been in great shape. He's lost weight. He's ripped. He's cut. And then this happens. And now he's just absolutely toast. I mean, that's a year right there.
That is. And this guy, maybe longer because given how old he is and how long he's had to come back from these other injuries, like they just keep compiling. Maybe, you know, now he doesn't take the chance of trying to rush back. Because rushing back is what hurt the quad last year and probably maybe even contributed to this, trying to do too much before he was fully ready. But, you know, 2 years ago, this guy was about to sign a five-year, $175 million max deal. Last year got $5 million for the 1 year. This year is getting $3 million. What's he going to get after this? I mean, he was going to get going from $25 million a year to 5, 3, and now
he'll be lucky now. He's going to be like, in my view, he'll be like Melo. He won't be able to find a job, right? Bottom line. You know what I mean? Because there's so many players, really, that are, frankly, looking for gigs that are healthy and that are young. So they have no mercy. If you're an old dude with blown out wheels, you're forget it,
Bill. He's going to have to really prove it now. This is going to be another year now, you know, next year.
Remember when he was in Sacramento, how great he was? And then in New Orleans, he was great too. And
yeah,
then now
together were awesome.
But now he doesn't even matter.
He might have to go play like Big Three next summer just to prove that he's back healthy and ready to go.
I just have to say, and I've said this before on the show, I thought when he played with the Warriors, he sucked.
I mean, he barely got to play with him, and when he did, he was still recovering from that first injury.
You know, that's not my problem. I'm just saying he wasn't the same guy
in Golden
State. Well, I mean, he was half the guy he was. He just never amounted to a hill of beans. Remember the night we were in Vegas? He actually looked good that night. Do you remember when he came back, his first game back? Remember he had like 16 points, and he had a couple of blocked shots and some big rebounds, some dimes. He was dropping some dimes. You remember that game he played that night? And then from there, it just kind of, in my view, went downhill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.